call the Plan Commission meeting for Wednesday, November 19th, 2014 to order. Candy, can you lead us in the pledge, please?
Salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please, Karen.
Yes, good evening. Commissioner Benningfield?
Here.
Commissioner White? Commissioner Griffith?
Here.
Vice Chair Woods?
Here.
Chair Warren?
Here. Okay, agenda review. Do we have any changes by staff?
Staff has no changes to the agenda this evening.
Commissioners have any changes to the agenda? No changes from commissioners. We move on to public comment. Persons wishing to speak on a matter not on the agenda may be heard at this time. However, no action will be taken unless placed on a future agenda. Public comments are generally restricted to 3 minutes. Do we have anybody that would like to make comments on something not on the agenda this evening? Seeing none, we'll move on to new business public hearings. 6A, use permit number UP-14-07, design review DR-14-05, applicant owner Willis SEI LLC, Sobel Enterprises Incorporated. Assessor's parcel number 017-330-027, 811 North Humboldt Street, General Commercial Zoning District, General Commercial Land Use Designation, request to allow 20,542 square foot outdoor storage area, request to approve building design and site improvements for a new 19,035 square foot commercial retail tractor supply store. Karen, do you want to give us what you have?
Yes, thank you, Chair and Commissioners. The project before you this evening is a conditional use permit and for outdoor storage and a design review application for the building design and the site improvements for a new tractor supply store. I want to just note first, I've inserted street behind Humboldt in several areas in the planning document here. I just want to, for the record, note that it's actually Humboldt Avenue. So just throughout the document, it has that. So with this use permit, this the tractor supply project is going to be a nice new addition on a vacant piece of property that's located in North Humboldt. The requirement or the request is to allow for the permitted use is allowed, which is a retail use, but the outdoor storage areas is not normally a permitted use in this zone. So bringing this before the commission and allowing them to determine that this is a similar use for other uses is acceptable and allowed for you to be determining that. And the design review request is to look at the building design and the site improvements for this new tractor supply store. As we, some of us may know about tractor supply companies, I personally haven't been in one, but I think I know what they would sell. And they have a lot of recreational items that for the farmers and ranchers in areas, and also small businesses that have needs. They also have retail sales of agriculture and garden equipment and power tools and vehicle maintenance parts and heavy-duty outdoor machinery. And they also offer other items like clothing and footwear and accessories, so it should be a well-rounded store. The project does propose, though, to include a lot of outdoor storage area, which is normal for this type of business. The 20,542 square foot of outdoor space includes 15,094 square foot of fenced outdoor display area, which will be adjacent north on the north side of the building. There will be another 3,448 square foot of permanent sidewalk display area that's going to be in front of the building, and then another 2,000 square foot of permanent trailer and equipment display area that will be located along the two areas at Humboldt Avenue along the driveway entrances. The permanent trailer fenced-in area that's adjacent to the building will be enclosed with an 8-foot high black vinyl-coated chain link fence that's going to have metal gates in the middle that will allow the ease of getting the equipment in and out for customers. As part of the project, they also include, the plan does include 75 parking stalls, which does include the handicap space, a motorcycle parking area, and then three truck and trailer parking spaces and that are for large uses, and then also a bike rack. There will be access that's going to be provided by two driveways on the north and the south side of the property along Humboldt Avenue. The project will also include a truck loading dock area. The trucks will enter along the northern area, circle around the back side of the loading dock area, which is located on the west side of the building along the I-5 side. There's going to be a portable loading dock that will be available for the trucks to unload all of their supplies. And additionally, they for advertising, they intend to have a pole sign and monument sign. This is not part of this application. It will become separate, and there's a condition that staff, city will look at that application at the time. And they also include a landscaping plan and irrigation plan with a number of trees and shrubs and ground cover to be installed. The store anticipates creating 15 plus new jobs, so that will be a nice addition to our area. And hours of operation, Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday, noon to 5. So they will be open 7 days a week. As stated earlier, this is in the CG zoning district, which does permit this retail use. The property to the north and south is zoned the same as the project site, and property across the street, which is zoned R3, is a multifamily residential zoning, and Interstate 5 is to the west. The designation for this area, the land use designation, allows for a lot of retail uses, so the proposed commercial use is consistent with the general plan designation. And to go into the project analysis for the design review, as I stated, the new plans that you have, they have been prepared by an architectural firm for the applicant, and incorporates the Tractor Supply architectural style brand that you would normally see with their project, the type of building. The exterior will be a CMU exterior, and the overall plans include the building as far as the roof and the floor plan that you have. The private off-street loading space is going to be in the rear of on the west-hand side of the building. There will be a double trash enclosure on that side, the western side of the building as well, and constructed of the same CMU construction with a metal gate, so that will be a good secure situation for trash. North of the project is the DMV office that doesn't have any kind of architectural feature that has to be in concert with, so the Tractor Supply has its own look that is going to be standard for their type of building. It is on a vacant piece of property, and it does sit in south of it. There's three other vacant project properties, so it's going to be very visible from North Humboldt and from the area. So the area around the uses there between the multifamily apartment complexes and single family uses, they'll have a lot of they'll be able to walk to these to this store. So it's in close proximity, and I think that also adding this on a commercially zoned property will be a good added addition to the neighborhood. They are intending to use, as I said, CMU construction with metal siding is going to be used on a portion of the front in the entryway. They have standing seam metal panels, and there will be more of a gray color. I've given you a color version of what the building will look at. There's also a smaller version over there on the board for the public and such to look at to see what their colors will be. The entrance to the store has a corrugated metal panel siding and metal awnings that will be the same factory painted gray color, and then the architectural overhang behind the Tractor Supply store sign on the face of the building would be the same. There's going to be, I guess one of the things that I discussed with the project applicant was about the corrugated metal that was shown on the plan, but As our design review code states that unpainted metal, galvanized or metal that's subject to ordinary rust is not used. But as I stated, these will all be factory painted and will not be using really a corrugated metal look. This look though is integral though to Tractor Supply's brand look. The canopy and the awning frame will be a powder coated black, and as well as the awning in the rear of the building. There will be an entry area that has a red color that's a trim that will be on all three sides of the building, and a decorative corrugated metal pipe. It will be on the entrances to the building that will be very prominent. The aluminum storefront windows will be used as well in the front of the store, and the CMU wall will be two shades of brown with the darker being the secondary color on the lower one-fourth of the building, and the rest of the CMU wall will have the lighter color with the red striping around three sides of the building, which is a standard look for Tractor Supply. When it comes to walls, fencing, and screening, the project does propose to screen in 15,094 square feet, as I stated, of their outdoor display area with a vinyl-coated chain-link fence. The rest of the outdoor areas, though, will be unfenced. And as part of this conditional use permit, you are looking at approving that type of use. There are going to be four HVAC units that will be located on the roof. And they will be visible as you are driving either up north Humboldt or coming south. The roof does have a graduated top. It gets higher at the front and then graduates down towards the rear. There is a parapet on the sides of the buildings. However, the HVAC units are visible somewhat above that roof line. So the requirement has been in the past. The code does require the screening for areas that have HVAC units or any mechanical equipment that's on the roof. So in the past, we have looked at ways of being able to screen that and make that as non-visible as possible. And prior years, they used some sort of screening that ended up blowing off of roofs. So the consensus was to paint it the same color. Therefore, there's no extra. They would have to put up some sort of actual screening, would have to get it engineered and such, whereas just painting it to match the color of the building is going to be a longer lasting, and when it's factory painted, it's a longer lasting paint, and they won't have to be going up there and retouching it up over and again. I stated under the water drainage that all surface water must be 100% contained on site. And I'd like to just rephrase that and tell you what that means, even though there are some conditions that are in the conditions of approval. So I wanted to just give you a little bit of information about all surface water on the site will be captured and contained in the proposed storm drain system for the site. The drainage patterns under the proposed project are not dissimilar to the existing conditions. So all surface water will be collected and captured at the property lines of the parcel and have no lot-to-lot drainage. Although the project will be installing additional non-pervious improvements, the project will not require or result in the construction of any new or expanded off-site stormwater facilities, as the project is conditioned to limit post-construction flows to pre-construction flows. And to accomplish this, on-set retention will be designed and incorporated into the project to the limit the flows off of the property. So that's just a little explanation as to what that was meant to say to you. So wanted to clarify that for you. There weren't full drainage plans submitted, which that's not uncommon at this stage. So therefore, they're required to provide those at the time of submittal, and the engineer then will review those prior to construction. The development provides, as far as driving and driveways and parking stuff, stated earlier, two driveways are gonna propose on the north and the south side of the building. Truck delivery, which is a big thing to take into consideration here. So I asked what their normal deliveries were, and they do have daily deliveries by UPS and FedEx. And then each week, they normal standard is two trucks, normally from one of the Tractor Supplies distribution centers, do arrive and deliver the general merchandise and such. So the trucks do will come in, but as I say, they are required to come to use the northern entrance and will be able to meander their way around the building and back out on the southern driveway. They have, as I stated earlier, the site plan indicates 75 parking spaces. That is over and above what's requirement. They are required for this project to have 70 parking spaces, so they have exceeded the parking spaces that are required for the project. Utility service, the city will provide the wastewater services for the project. A sewer lateral for the project will be installed for it as well. Cal Water will supply the water to the project site with a main extension line from their existing water system. And the water will be provided for fire suppression. They will be required to have the sprinkler systems and such involved in and constructed. And there will be an electrical transformer that's going to be located on the northwestern side of the fenced outdoor display area. So those are part of the utilities that are planned for the project. Their lighting that is proposed, and there will be some new light sources in the area. And exterior light fixtures are proposed on four sides of the building, and then there are some decorative light fixtures for the front of the entrance to the store. Parking lot lights are proposed throughout the site. How all of those will be and shall be downcasted or shielded in order to provide, to not allow glare onto adjoining properties. And a photometric plan will be provided as well with the final plans for city review as well. Landscaping has been provided, preliminary landscaping and irrigation plan has been submitted along with the plans. And as I stated, there has been a number of trees and ground coverings that have been proposed. There were a few, there was a couple of errors on the preliminary landscaping plan. I didn't feel they were warranted enough to be able to require new plans. Just some, there were some missing tree notations and symbols and a couple of other misnamed items. So those will be corrected when the final landscape plan is submitted. They will have a full irrigation system, automatic irrigation system as part of the project. They also intend to provide cobblestone in proposed in several areas along the south side of the building and in the back of the transformer and then near the parking area at the front of the site. Add a little different texture to the landscaped areas. And then the area that is west of the store, which is a large area that's Interstate 5, that'll be left as a native soil and that will be maintained so we don't have weed abatement in the spring. That concludes probably much the design review portion. Just we'll elaborate a little bit more on the use permit. As I said, outdoor storage is not a listed permitted use in the general commercial zoning district, but the Planning Commission can decide whether this proposed use is similar. Staff has determined that outdoor storage, you know, is common with retail. Commercial uses such as the proposed Tractor Supply store, it's common for these types of stores to have that, and so therefore the applicant has requested for to allow that 20,542 square feet of outdoor area. The fenced-in area will also contain a bulk propane tank, and that will more than likely have to have protection around it so that it is not, hit by any vehicles. And the areas that are in the areas that are in front of the store, as I said, will contain a number of other types of trailer equipment displays, and as well as the ones that are located out by Humboldt Street. There are. Let's see if there's anything else. I clarified that. There was an initial study which determined that a mitigated negative declaration was appropriate for this project. It was out for review for 30 days from October 18th, 2014 until November 16th. No comments were received as part of the this document being out for 30 days. So we have done that portion of allowing the public review on the project, and as well, city departments and several outside agencies did review the project and have provided comments, which are included in your conditions of approval. This also was noticed in the paper through by way of the notice of intent, and then additionally, 400-foot notices were sent to property owners within the 400-foot area. Staff had received no comments back from any of the property owners as well with that noticing. So with that, that concludes my report at this time. I will be happy to answer any questions or from the commission, and I know the applicant, Mr. Sowell, is here this evening, so I will leave it up to you now.
Questions for Karen? Anyone?
Not at this time.
Okay, before I open this up to the public hearing, would you like to get up and say anything?
Sure.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Brad Sobel, the applicant. We're a Tractor Supply preferred developer, and we've built several stores, one in Tehachapi, California. We're just finishing one in Madera. We just started construction of one in Anderson, and this would be our fourth one, and we just got approval on another one in Hesperia. So Tractor Supply is a very large retailer. They have investment grade credit. They have over, 1,300 to 1,400 stores across the United States at this moment, and their goal is to have about 2,100 stores across the country. They're a terrific retailer. I think that it'll be a great asset for the residents of the city of Willows, as well as surrounding areas. It'll bring people to this store looking for these type of products, and they're very excited about coming here.
Great, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so do you have any questions for Mr. Sobel? Anybody from the commission? Or you want to wait?
I can wait.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and open the public hearing. Do we have anyone that wishes to speak on this? You guys are making this too easy. Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing. Commission discussion?
Yes, my only comment was that I'm glad that there's going to be more complete landscaping plans, and because I couldn't figure out what you were going to put where. So I'm glad to see that that'll be coming forward. We've been working really hard, and we've had several new businesses come in, and we've been it's worked really well having a good landscape plan, and it's really improved the look. We've got several that are just coming on board, so I was trying to figure this out, so I'm glad that's going to be forthcoming. It gets very hot here, so trees are nice. We have a lot of trees, and it works really well, so I'm glad about that.
I wanted to elaborate on that landscaping plan also. All of the businesses out there... all of the businesses out there along Humboldt, they all have trees on the up near the sidewalk on the street side, and that's kind of a look that that I think we would like to see, you know, in Willows. And I would really like to see a couple of trees, maybe two or three, right out on the next to the curb and gutter out there. I'm not talking about anything huge. I mean, it could be something small, like what are those cute little trees, crepe myrtles or something like that. But I just think that that's a nice look, you know, that all the businesses have done that are out there on Humboldt. And I think it would add something to have that as part of your landscaping plan.
Bob?
City right away, like on the parkway?
No, that would be on The only city right-of-way is the...
On Commercial, it goes right up to that, so there isn't a...
It is the sidewalk.
Yeah.
We don't have a street tree section that is separate from the walkway.
Right. We do in residential, but not in commercial.
Yes, please.
Sure.
It's hard to pick up anything that puts me at the microphone.
We're happy to try and accommodate any requests that you may have of the project. The front area that you're referring to out in front of the project, but on the property of the parcel where the outdoor display area is, Tractor uses that area to put products out there for people to see, and they're a fairly big product, such as trailers that get pulled behind trucks. And so that area is a ramped area where people can bring, where the merchant can bring product up there and put it there, and when they want to switch out stuff, they obviously take it out and put it back. So we will do our best to try to accommodate the trees. Two or three trees I think we can make work. The question is just, you know, how do they get implemented within that area? But we'll absolutely make that work.
Great, thank you.
Okay.
Also, I wanted to tell you, we are really excited that you're here too.
Very excited.
It's a good project for Willows.
Oh, good. We're very excited to be here, and Tractor's excited to be here, and I think that it'll be great for the community, and they do a tremendous amount of business, which means that there'll be some nice tax revenue for the city as well. I think it's a real great project for the city.
My concern is the propane tank, storage tank there. How are you going to protect that from...
Yes, the propane tank, the propane tank is located within the fenced outdoor display area. That's approximately 15,000 square foot outdoor display. That's with the 8-foot high black vinyl coated chain link fence. And then they put bollards all around that area. I think it's a 1,000 gallon tank, and they put bollards all around there.
Okay. I wasn't sure what that was, but okay, that's fine. Yep. Just as long as it can't be accidentally run into by...
Of course, and that will meet whatever city standards and codes are, and for fire and safety, it'll be installed that way.
I was just curious on the 5,000 approximately square feet of unfenced storage area. What kind of things do they usually keep out in that area? And is it stuff that gets moved in and out of the store every night, or is it...
No, it's very similar to what you would see at a Home Depot or something like that. So that's relatively permanent product that is put out there that doesn't come in every night.
Okay.
There are things like mowers, and there's some furniture, benches, and things like that. They put fertilizer out there sometimes. They do all kinds of products like that. There's pieces of machinery that get pulled behind a tractor and things like that that get put out all across the front of the store. There's, I don't know if it will be in Willows, but they put pedal boats out there, and sometimes they have mini bikes and things like that. So it's a wide variety of product.
Okay. Well, I guess the reason I asked is I wondered if there's been much problem with theft, you know, at other locations of items like that, or is it patrolled, you know?
No, that's
night?
What I, when we did our very first store, I said, you mean you leave that out overnight?
Yeah.
Right, I
yes.
couldn't believe that. But right. It's all very, they have it down, it's very secured and locked up and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you, Mr. Sullivan.
Okay, thank you.
I just want to just add to Commissioner Griffith, number 66 does, as far as the tank, does have a condition about providing sufficient protection bollards around
okay.
the tank. So, engineer
I missed that.
number 66, he has a condition in there for that.
66, okay.
Okay, what is the pleasure of the commission? Do I have some more discussion? You want to take action?
Does the commission want to add anything as far as on take into account any conditions that are in here? If anything that's been said?
So as far as like the things that we've talked about with the landscaping,
yeah,
that'll come back. Will that come? That won't come back to us again.
No.
We have that?
No.
I mean, you've been involved in the other things that we've had in this kind of the policy that we've been looking at. So we don't want to delay this or have it have to come back to
no.
us. But you would.
I think Mr. Sobel has indicated that they
right.
Include
so I'm just saying we don't need to do another condition, or do we need to clarify any condition?
I think I'm that just throwing out there if the commission feels they want to, you know, include on or add to number 10 anything about your discussion. If not, that's fine. I just wanted to bring it to your attention before you made any motions, because you had both had discussions about trees, and that's the condition that that is there for revised landscape and irrigation plan.
Unless we just wanted to add, complete with trees, we would like to have a few trees just because that's what we've consistently, he seems very agreeable to that, so.
I could include with the addition of at least a couple trees along the front.
2 to 3.
Yeah. So
didn't you say that was probably doable, 2 to 3
yes.
trees? Yeah.
And then that landscape plan and such, when all the plans come back in, I will be reviewing that. So adding that in there, I can add that to the rest of that condition.
Sure. That sounds, that's good for me. I don't see a reason to delay it. That's what we have had on other projects. So.
So I will add to number 10. It's right now it reads, a revised landscaping and irrigation plan shall be submitted for review by the planning department at the time of the building permit application submittal. Plan to include two to three additional trees along the frontage of
right.
Humboldt. Okay.
Excellent.
Works for me. I move that we approve. You don't have to read this, don't you?
Yes, you have to read
I'm
it.
I'm the new kid on the block, so I get all that. Okay, here we go. I move that we grant the resolution to the Planning Commission of the City of Willis granting the use permit approval file UP-14-07 to the Willis SEI Incorporated, allowing 20,542 square feet of outdoor storage area for a new 19,331 square foot tractor supply store, design review approval file DR-14-05 for associates building and on-site improvements for the project for property located at 811 North Humboldt Avenue. Assessor parcel number 017-330-027 and with the amended
conditions.
And I just want to note it's 19,031 square feet. I believe he said 19,331. So I just want to clarify for the record.
Okay, one second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Just for the record, with use permits, there is a 10-day appeal period prior after the decision of the Planning Commission. That is just no permits can be issued within 10 days, and that's an appeal period. But the project can start submitting plans for review. So an approval letter with all the revised conditions and such will go out to you within the next week.
When do you anticipate getting started, like breaking ground?
We anticipate submitting plans to the city within the next, 5 to 6 weeks, and then dependent on how long the building plan review process takes.
If it goes as fast as it has, this is the fastest project I've ever seen come through here. I think it went really quickly, so that's keep it up.
My guesstimate is that we'll probably start building. Again, it's dependent on plan check review.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the driving force. But once it gets approved, once the building plans are approved, then we'll start with it.
Excellent.
Great.
Welcome to Willis.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, moving on to 6B, use permit number UP-14-11, applicant owner Ben and Rayanne Titus, assessor's parcel number 002-142-009311 North Butte Street, Central Commercial Zoning District, general commercial land use designation, request to establish a planned master sign program for the commercial complex. Karen?
Yes, this project is a before you as a use permit and a request to establish a planned sign program for an existing commercial building. This the applicant Ben and Rayanne Titus, who are owners of the building at 311 North Butte Street, and which is located in the Central Commercial District, have are in the middle of doing a tenant improvement restoration project on for this building, and signs are an integral part of the building, but also it is tied to a the bigger part of the project, which was in the applicants are doing, as I say, the tenant improvements, and they want to do more improvements so for the building. So as a result of going before the GWIL and the City Council, an application for facade improvement funding was requested and approved by the Council at their October 28, 2014 meeting, where they granted facade improvement funding for the exterior portion of the project. And they granted this funding with stipulations that all rules and regulations and procedures that were to the satisfaction of the staff. And the thing that came up here was the sign program. The new tenant that they are building for right now will more than likely want some signage, and so meeting with the applicants about bringing all the sign into compliance is actually a requirement under a comprehensive sign law 18.125-200, which states that a planned sign program is required when the project has more than 50 square feet or more than three tenants in a building. So this definitely does conform to that. There are currently four leased tenants that are in this commercial building. And they want to bring some continuity to the signage for the future tenants. So we're wanting to help establish this program here. And so right now they have four leased spaces. As I said, H&R Block is there. Alves Door Company, Pep Consulting, and Carb Essentials are the four lease tenants. The one that's going to be coming into their new lease space is the Northern Valley Indian Health. I believe it'll just be their administrative offices that are going to be housed there. And as part of this project and looking at how we can bring some uniformity to this building, there are a couple of suggestions that are before you. Because the project building sits on a corner that's in the major corner of the downtown at Willows and Butte Street, it has suite frontages that are on both streets. And currently the signage for these existing four suites is close to 178 square feet. And as I stated, you know, in Northern Valley Indian Health will want some signage, and they are proposing to do future tenants improvements on the northern western portion of the building. So more signage is going to be needed. At this time, what they're proposing is to have you decide whether you like the look of a wooden painted signs, which have been given to you as examples, and or to have the signs be called channel letters. And there, I didn't put a picture of a channel letter in there, but if you know the building, which is at 1070 West Wood Street, it has a four complex. There's Papa Murphy's, California Water Services in there. The out on facing Wood Street, those are channel letters. They stand out from the building. They are illuminated, internally illuminated by electrical socket, versus the wooden sign, which would be probably somewhere fixed to the building in front of the suite. So it's a matter of the look of what you feel would be a good look and what would withstand time. Sometimes painted signs need touch-ups, whereas electrical, if a bulb goes out, you change the bulb. So we're the goal here is to try and get something that will look pleasing and will satisfy the tenants here all the way around. So I guess at this point, when is what's before you are these two samples, and because the parcel has such a visible area, that the area that's being used right now for Alf's door signs, they have taken two of the existing cabinet signs, and two signs were placed in there. Those signs were not permitted. They were placed in there by the owner or by the business owner. Assuming that because the place was there and they rented that space, that they could use those areas for signage. And in the past, I know that that has been an issue and they've not been brought to task on that. So now this is the opportunity to do so. However, my feeling is, and I've discussed this with the city manager, is that those are both non-compliant signs. And I feel, according to the code, there is a section in our code about under non-conforming signs that says signs that are not lawfully existing prior to the adoption of this chapter must be brought into conformance or removed. My feeling is that the owners of the property, Mr. and Mrs. Titus, desire to have the name of the building in those sign cabinet areas as depicted on the plan, the elevations that I gave you, the pictures that I gave you. And as a result, the reason that this is actually even before you is because of all this signage that is there that is not permitted. Alf's door is basically the one that's not permitted there. Actually, I believe the other two are as well. The PEP and H&R Block is permitted. H&R Block was there a long time. They've been there a long time.
And they're permitted?
They're permitted. So the other three are non-permitted signage. The biggest one, though, is the Alves door sign, which takes into account those two cabinet signs. So my suggestion to the commission is to consider that and that issue, and according to, I said, the sign code, that it's dead safe, they either should be brought into conformance or removed. Bringing them into conformance would allow them more signage than they would normally have, so the thought is to have them removed, maybe on an amateurized schedule. Send them a letter and give them time to have those removed. So it's a thought I'm going to throw out there to you to consider here, along with the type of design that you feel this building would make it look good.
How much signage are they entitled to, because they have access on both sides? So
yeah, if you look at Commissioner Woods, if you look at the two exhibits that I included in the staff report, they are trying to give you an idea of what kind of sign you would like. But as far
right,
as
I was just curious about
how much
they would be allowable. You said they have about 178 now, but
well, there would be much more if you look on page two of both of the exhibits. Under the size and length of the sign, it's stated that no sign should be allowed to exceed 80% of their leased frontage. That is, I will just say that both of these sign programs that are in front of you, both of these exhibits, they are taken from, and I didn't create these, there are two other sign programs in the city. One is 1070 Westwood, and one is over at Starbucks complex over there. So these were sign programs that were generated as a result of them. I took some areas that were only applicable to this project and inserted them. The no sign area exceeding 80 leased frontage is what was in both of those programs. Okay. So that's what I'm proposing, if the commission feels there'd be more. I think in the respect for some of these suites are small. They have small frontages. If you look on the site plan, on the floor plan that is attached to your staff report, there is a floor plan that you can see that there's not much space or not much
frontage
for some of those suites there. So and they don't need a large sign then for a large, for a suite. So giving them 80% is even for the larger ones, they're still going to have a lot of signage, like the Northern Valley Indian Health. They'll have a lot more frontage. So giving them 80% of that still gives them a lot of signage, and or any tenant that would be in there.
On the windows, I noticed that Al's door has stuff in two or three of the windows here. Mm-hmm. Is that allowed?
None of that was permitted.
None of that's supposed to be there. Okay.
No, none of that was permitted.
Okay. So would that be, would they be asked to take that down, probably, if we?
Well, that's something I've thought about, and this is the reason why it's before us here, is because it was just signage went up without the benefit of getting approval, so removing it a little, we have to kind of back out of it gingerly.
Okay.
That's kind of why I was talking about the cabinet signs, which has also been taken over by this one tenant, and asking them to remove it. I think that we have the basis for it because the code does require that, but maybe amortizing it, giving them an amount of time to remove that signage.
So then if I understand you right, where the cabinet signs are, then the actual name of the building,
yes,
will go into that.
No tenant will have that space.
No tenant will have
on either of those
identify
two sign
the
cabinet.
Building complex.
Just the building complex, right. So the Willows, the name of the building, I believe they want to call it is Willows Suites. So on the Butte Street side and on the Willow Street side, we'll have the name of the building and no tenant names.
Is that correct, Ray?
It'll be a directional signage also. It'll have the name of the building and direct what suites or what direction.
So it'll
right.
be like,
yes. Right. Just, but it will be basically the building.
If anything.
Identifying the building complex is more what that's for. Okay.
And will it only be on one side? Or are you going to have the same, like the way the Alves door sign is now? It's on two sides of the building.
Willow Street and Butte Street would have to be there the same.
Same.
Right. It's going to be the same on both. Okay.
Is the H&R Block sign going to stay? Is that?
Well, at this point, yeah, they've been a tenant there for a while.
Well, that's
their
signature.
They have a permitted sign approval. So, you know, at some point when they move, we're looking at this as future, because the applicants are definitely intending to add more suites to the building. So there will be maybe even a change up of suites sizes existing.
Now, if they use the channel sign, where would that be located?
They'll be above their entry. Above the entry to each one of the suites.
Okay.
They will be required, I don't know, Clay, will they have to pop out of electrical or what?
Yeah, if they're electrically operated, there'll be electrical requirements.
Yeah.
But in terms of, would you propose them being on the wall of the building or on the mansard?
Probably right above the entrance to the suite or to the area.
Normally, for emergency response, we like them to be right above the entrances, so that way we can find them.
And
as such, the boards that you guys are talking about, that is part of my recommendation, so that we can find the building and see which side the suites are on the building, because this is a very large building with suites down Willow Street with a Butte Street address. So the suites being identified as such is very helpful for us.
So the directional signs was
the directional signage is a recommendation from the fire service.
That sounds like common sense.
Don't let that rule.
Ben Rand, was there anything you wanted to come up and say before we opened it up?
I'm Rayanne Titus. So, in doing the signs, Karen suggested that we give you two options. We would really prefer to do the channel letters because I think most of the businesses coming in now have their logo and like to have electrical signs, and like Karen said, they usually kind of hold, the channel letters kind of hold up better. So with the painted signs, they do deteriorate, the paint flakes off, and then it's really hard for the businesses to get their logos, like H&R Block kind of logo. Alf's Door has been there for 5 years. He says he's never gotten a letter or something telling him that his signs were not in compliance. But I believe he did get an application in September. He put an application in? For Alf's Door signage?
For that this one that came in through this?
Yep.
That came in through you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, that, so that he is, you said he wasn't permitted, but we have put an application in in September.
As part of bringing it to light that
correct.
This was out
correct.
Of compliance.
So, but there is an application in on file.
Yeah, I
not,
guess
not
I
necessarily
asking,
approved.
I was asking if it was permitted. It's not
correct.
Permitted, yeah.
It's not necessarily approved, but it is now in. So that we're trying to bring that into compliance. And I believe we had measured that all up, and I thought our measurements that he was still good with all his measurements, even counting his window displays, though his window displays are not pretty. But I believe when we measured everything up with his frontage in the current code, he was still fine.
It could be. I had a lot of notes going in this direction, but I'll defer to you.
So I thought our discussion was with Karen and I just want to clarify that before we go much further. We'll go a lot further. Is that as the tenants moved out, the new tenants that move in would comply with this new comprehensive sign. So I would try to convince Mr. Alves that maybe, you know, we would like to do that sooner than later about putting the sign and the direction thing up sooner than later.
Right, and I think that's what Karen had brought up, is giving him some time to get that, not telling him this has to be immediate, but giving
correct.
Him, you know.
Some sign, yeah. And so, yeah, we would definitely like to put the name of the building, I think Butte Street Plaza is something we're kicking around. Not very original, but I get by.
Simple, but it says it.
And then have the suite directions because it is, you know, kind of confusing that the suites do go on Willow Street side is still a Butte Street address, so we would like to get some directionals. UPS right now is having a little bit of trouble delivering their packages because it's a Willow Street address, well, Butte Street.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we would prefer if you're looking at the different options. We think the channel letters would stay nicer, longer, as well as really give the tenants that go in a little more options to what they can do.
Okay.
Well, I think that'd be more noticeable too.
Yeah, I think it'd be, and it would help light up that area because that's kind of a dark area. So maybe if those signs were on, it would be a little lighter.
And that was my only question I was going to have for you and Ben was if you had a preference. And so thank you.
Yeah.
You clarified.
So when would you like to see your building identification go in the cabinet area?
Well, we would obviously like it as soon as possible, but I don't think it's fair to my tenant who's had it there for 5 years to say, you're out. So we would have a conversation with him and start working with him right away, but I don't have a clue when we would be able to get that up there.
Interject you, the code, according to also about non-conforming signs, the second sentence behind what I just read about being brought into conformance or removed, non-conforming signs, the owner of a non-conforming sign shall within 6 months of notification of a non-conformity either remove the sign or obtain a permit with the variances and go on and on. So
okay.
I think.
So what part of that sign is non-conforming?
The whole sign.
The whole thing. Well, I guess in this respect, non-conformance is, it's not approved, so it's non-conforming to the code because the code requires that a sign be approved before
An application went in on September 14th and all the square footages met
but it was,
the criteria.
It was
but we, at the time of bringing in that application, it was determined that there, because of the size of the building and the number of tenants that it...
We then needed the comprehensive sign
the
program
comprehensive
instead.
Sign code trumped a sign permit.
Gotcha.
So I stopped even analyzing a sign permit for that because it now requires a plan sign program.
Gotcha.
So in respect to any of the signs that Alf's Door has there,
So then we would try to do that within the next 6 months.
Yeah. So I think if the commission agrees that, then that
would... We would like it sooner than later, because I think it would enhance...
It would look really nice.
It would enhance the building, and like I said, I think the building needs an identification if it's going to, you know, take on more...
Well, tenants. If you're going to have all those suites in there, yeah, definitely.
Any other questions? Your direction, your little butte or whatever, is that going to be channel 2? So it's going to be lit up also?
It will be lit up, but it will be in that box frame.
Box frame will stay. They'll just put their sign into that box.
Okay, yeah.
But it would be channel. Is what you would prefer.
The name of the building will be in the box, and those will not be channeled, because channel letters are kind of by themselves. They kind of each letter stands on its own.
Okay.
Right.
And so this will be a big box light. Yeah.
It's illuminated. It's an illuminated.
It's supposed to be illuminated. It will be illuminated once again.
At some point, it will be illuminated.
It will be illuminated once again.
The illumination will be brought back.
Correct.
Okay. So do you have anything else you want to add?
I don't. Any other questions for me?
Okay. So does anybody else want to say anything before I open it up for public hearing?
No? Ben?
Hi, Ben Titus. On the channel lettering and stuff, if you look around, most of the businesses that, whether they're selling retail or whatever, they all have the channel lettering type stuff. So if I put a wood sign up there, that's going to kind of limit me on my tenants. So if I can get the channel lettering, I think it'd be the best just all around.
Okay.
I agree. So,
that's all I got. Anybody else?
Well, it would require some kind of a backlighting on most of the addressing anyway, so.
So there you go. Bonus. You got a bonus, Chief.
We need to have it lit at night for emergency response.
So you can find them.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and open the public hearing. Do we have anyone that wishes to speak on this? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing. Commission, you want to discuss some more? You want to make motions? What do you want to do?
I just had one more little question for Wayne. Since the individual business signs will be right over their prospective doorways, and the directional sign has G and L going this way and A and F going that way, would each little suite, whether it was A, B, and C, would it have that letter?
Yeah, they need to be identified
right over
their
doorway.
Suite.
Okay, their suite numbers.
And that really shouldn't count towards their signage.
Identification.
That's an emergency response.
Right. Okay.
I don't think they have to worry about it. They got a lot of signage.
Nevertheless.
Thank you, sir.
I prefer the channel siding.
I do, too.
I do, too. I think it looks a lot nicer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's my preference, too, but it's their building, so.
Well, and they've indicated that that's what they would prefer, so.
So that would be number A, exhibit A, and it's got the channel.
Okay, so what's the pleasure of the commission?
I'll make a motion that we approve Planning Commission resolution number, next one in line, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Willows granting a use permit file number UP-14-11 to Ben and Ray Ann Titus to establish a planned sign program for an existing 18,000 square foot commercial building for property located at 311 North Butte Street, assessor's parcel number 002-142-009.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Thank you. A letter will go out, and I think the commission is all in agreement that under the code section, I will send a letter to property owner / tenant to inform them of a amateuration time frame to remove the sign. So that letter will go out concurrently with the approval letter here.
Thank you. Okay, on to 6C, design review number DR-14-07, applicant owner Walden Academy, St. Monica's Catholic Church, assessor's parcel number 005-370-010, 1149 West Wood Street, R1 single family residential zoning district, land use designation request to allow an outdoor equipment playground system for the Walden Academy. Karen.
Yes, commissioners, we've visited this project site a few times here this year, so you should be all familiar with the area I'm talking about. What's in front of you this time is a a design review. It's for the installation of some outdoor playground equipment for the Walden Academy Charter School that's located on the St. Monica's Catholic Church property. Excuse me a second. Okay. They have the need now, once they have, now that they have additional classrooms for a playground system, the staff has located a nice playground system that they've been that they searched for and found something that was going to work for their site. They are proposing to place it so that it is south of the staff room and the learning center, but behind the existing school building. On your site plan, you will note that it is in a protected little area. It's not visible from Wood Street. And it is enclosed within the whole campus of the school, so it's in a protected area. This playground system is for children like 5 to 12 years of age. It will be 30 feet an area by 41 feet, and they will have poles that will be approximately 8 to 9 feet high. The structure is called the Around the Bend, and it's a nice structure for kids to have some enjoyment on. And I did note, I looked up the website of the company that they are buying it from and found out that they are a family-owned and operated, so this is all made in the United States. It's a nice selection, and I really commend them for looking at ways to be able to keep that, in the United States, I guess. And they also have two certifications, and those are awarded to companies that demonstrate commitment to performance in manufacturing and shipping of high-quality products. So that's a plus for them. They propose to place engineered wood fiber under the structure with appropriate border encompassing the area. However, there's a condition by the planning, by the building department, that they have to comply with some building codes regarding the necessary type of what should I call that?
Handicapped accessibility.
Handicapped accessibility. So it has to meet that in order to be able to be used under the system or under their playground system. So with that, I went into what the type of materials. As you can see, they quite extensive. It's a plastic coated, but it's very 100% recyclable material that is around steel, and so it does have a long life system. And they do have quite a bit of warranties, lifetime warranties on some of the products and such. So they really have a good product here. It's all parts are stainless steel to prevent rust and corrosion, and it's the hardware, exposed hardware, is tamper resistant for security. So they've looked into buying a quality product that will withstand the time here. There are a number of other warranties that are associated with all of their production and the development and the materials. So I think that what they have chosen here is a good playground system, and will withstand time for not only their current use, but in the future. I asked about whether there was any lighting that was going to be proposed there. New lighting is proposed. There is a wall pack that is on the staff room that's adjacent to it. They don't feel that there's additional lighting, as it will not take place during, only take place during school hours, and therefore no new lighting is being proposed for that. This is a categorical exemption under existing facilities, so there's a CAT exempt that is appropriate for this project. And with that, I answer any questions or anything that the commission may have. I know that Landry is here also to, she's the representative and was the submittal of this application, so.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions of her?
Any questions for Karen? Okay, and we don't have to do a public hearing, but we will open it up for public comment. And, gee, there's not a lot of us here now. Did you guys have anything you wanted to add to what Karen's told us?
I'm sure you got something to say, Lynn.
It's the fact that I don't really want to get up and walk over there right now.
We can't hear you from back there.
It's been a rough day.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
I guess the only thing I really want to add is just the fact that we have worked really hard to build a new school, and the children have done a great job of playing with their imaginations over the last 4 years, and it's very exciting that we have had the support from you and that we have put in this new school, and we'd really like to be able to reward the children with a small playground. And it is adjacent to the sod that we just put in, so there will be, you know, good yard duty coverage. The location that we chose is going to make it very easy for the children to access and also for us to watch the children. And it's right outside the director's window, which is kind of fun. So it's just a really neat way to reward the kids for being patient. And I'm very excited to see it come together. So I'd appreciate your support.
Great.
Any questions for me before I get up?
My grandchildren said that it looked like fun.
Oh, good.
Fun. So you've got their stamp of approval.
Anybody have anything they want to ask them? I think it's great. I think, because I've always wondered, what are those kids doing? They have nothing to play on. Yeah, and it looks like, I mean, it looks awesome. So, and my only concern was where it was going to be, and obviously it's going to be enclosed behind those buildings, so, and with the new building, so I have no issues.
No.
So, what's the pleasure of the commission?
Thank you.
I make a motion that we approve the next resolution in line. Resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Willows granting design review approval. File number DR-14-07 to Walden Academy Charter School to install an outdoor equipment playground system for the school at property located at 1149 Westwood Street, Assessor's Parcel Number 005-370-010.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
A letter of approval will go out with along with the resolution.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so commission commentary. Does anybody have anything they want to share? Do you have something you want to share with us?
Oh, I'm sure I do.
What's new?
Well,
what's going with O'Reilly?
Yeah.
They're digging.
We just had to ask because we asked
No, I just have
building
to
building missing
2 years.
I just have to say it really impeded our pizza sales Monday night.
But they still did good.
We did very, very well, but yeah, we didn't even think about that when we planned it, but it all worked out. Yeah.
The city's not responsible for the condition of the parking lot or the non-access to round table. That's between the property owner and the business owner, so leave us out of it, please. It appears that they've got about 4 feet of dirt taken out of that projected area where they're going to build the foundation. The dirt around here is not suitable. Unfortunately, they got a bunch of rain today, so I believe that's going to delay that project a little bit until something dries out. I did see that they tarped their spoils pile, so at least if it's dry, they'll be able to off-haul, get some of that out of there and get it off the site and free the site up. It's a very tight
working
area, so they don't have a lot of room. And then with the site to the west of it being in gravel as well, they can't use that. You know, they can't. And he's got a project upcoming as well. So there's going to be some disruption for a while. There's just no other way around it. So
So it's okay. That chicken building's not still there.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, that went down in a hurry. It was down within a half a day, so that went well.
I got 3 calls on that. They took the building down. I thought that was funny. Yeah. That many people were watching it.
But the parking lot, when it gets all reconfigured, they're going to go back with concrete. That's what they tell me, instead of asphalt. So the replaced portion of the parking lot will be much better than it's been in the past. It'll be all concrete. It won't, you know, give up over time with oil and gasoline and stuff like that. So the areas that they're fixing will be much better than they've ever been in the past. So they're moving along, and this is a 90-day build, so it should...
I'm just excited to see they actually got started.
I know.
Yeah. I quit going to coffee in the morning because I'd go in and get, when are they going to do it? When are they going to do it?
I know. That's why I got the 3 calls at home.
Yeah.
So, great. That was great.
What else am I got? I've had emailed you all asking about a meeting for December. I have 2 projects that will be forthcoming to you. One will be one is a design review for the Genesis Healthcare.
Okay, and what date was that?
December 17th.
Okay, my son has a Christmas concert that night, so I will not be here.
All right. And then additionally on that night will be the, there's a use permit for a martial arts studio that's going to be coming in. So that'll be the other one. And I will have the MFR guidelines there that night as well. I was going to try and put them on tonight, but
And that was my decision.
She
called me and I said, let's put them off till the next one because we had so much on this one, which I'm pretty impressed that we got through this as fast as we did.
I am
so,
too. Yes, I am too.
Good job, commissioners.
So that'll be on the next one on the as well. And I'm still working with Mr. Starkweather on the tentative map. I spoke with him today, one down at the end of 57 and Tehama. Probably meeting with him in a couple of weeks for a resubmittal. So that'll be coming here in the future. That has to have an additional study done on it first. That'll have to be conducted. So before that comes to you, that will have to be prepared. And I know of a couple other projects that are coming through as well, too. I just haven't seen any applications yet. So I think I've recently heard some rumblings on the Basin Street commercial property over there. So there's interest over there, which I would anticipate something here in this next year coming before you on that as well.
Awesome.
That's great. I was just noticing the other day, I don't even know what attracted my attention to it, but I was driving. I had been in a couple other small towns, and I came back home, and I came down Humboldt. And it was like, you know, the hotels that we have there, the Holiday Inn Express and the way they've done the Best Western now and stuff, it looks really nice. It's very welcoming, and it looks really nice. I thought, wow. I mean, it was just, compare that to some of the other smaller towns around, and it's like, this is definitely the best place to find a hotel room. It's like,
and that third motel down, which it changes names every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It's under new ownership now. And
they're cleaning that up, too. That's what kind of, I thought, they're doing something to that, too. I don't know if it was permitted or not, but they're doing something to clean it up.
Little at a time.
I think they're in that area. The tentative map that is going to be coming before you next year, that's, you know, anticipating having a 3-story hotel on that one of those pads. That's what is proposed there.
Well, I just think things are really starting to come together, and we've gotten consistent with, mm-hmm. you know, some landscape requirements and with the way things are going. And I think we're starting to see the payoff now. It's starting to see some consistency in it. I was really pleased when Tractor Supply was willing to, mm-hmm. you know, give a little bit more, because everybody else has been, you know, really worked with us about that. So I'm pleased to see the way our little town is starting to come together.
Well, that's why the design guidelines that we're bringing before you when a project comes in again, too. And we can build on those design mm-hmm. guidelines for single family, commercial, and stuff in the future. We'll be able to start somewhere.
Right.
And this was the most highest priority in the council and also commission's mind is, let's get these design guidelines started so it'll be our starting point.
Well, because if a project comes in on that, we only have a few locations,
yes.
and it's going to be big. So
yes.
we want to have that lined out first.
Yes.
Because we've already played the after game, and that doesn't work really well at all. I've been there, done that. It's not good.
What's the...
A new gentleman came in, and he's opening up an appliance store, and he wants to open an appliance store in 130 North Butte in that Willow Walk Mall complex.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Bring him an appliance store, because he asked us, were there any other appliance stores in this town? And he said, I think the only one's in Chico. I think you're right. So, yeah, a young gentleman came in today. I wanted to make sure before he purchased anything that it was a permitted use or if he had to go through anything. And then we talked, and I said, pretty much the only thing you have to do is signage, you know. And so it was a young man that was looking to start a business up.
We need to get a good restaurant here.
Yes.
So can you guys work on that through the charter school?
Yeah.
Well, put your contacts out there. I mean, you got a great play structure. You know, we got fences, we got buildings. Come on.
Why not?
Preferably tie.
Yeah.
So, okay, so we're pretty much everything with the senior housing is that's been taken care of, and they're going full speed ahead, and...
Yeah, I don't know where they stand up, Clay.
You ever feel like you're in the middle of something?
Duck.
You ever feel like you're doing something you shouldn't?
Duck.
Anyway. The roofs, most of the roof coverings on the buildings themselves. We did a little preliminary inspection on some of that today. The block fence, I didn't really look. It was raining today. The block fence is apparently lifted to its 6-foot height, you know, which is its maximum height. They still have to grout some areas of that, but that's been completed. There are some foundation issues there, but we got that straightened out through the engineering. So I think the whatever the parameters is of the block fence, that's been constructed. They just need to grout themselves. Trash enclosures are constructed with the exception of the gates, but all the blocks built for those. The parking lot's asphalted. It's not been sealed or striped yet, so there's still some areas that need some work in there. They've got temporary gravel access over some of it so they don't beat it up too bad. But I'm probably going to say they have the first level of one of the buildings wired, plumbed,
they're moving
and ducted. Right.
So. Good. Well, I heard they had some excitement there Saturday night. Somebody hit a dumpster or something, came around the corner. And so thankfully, they didn't do any damage to any of the construction, right? It was just the dumpster? Was it a dumpster that they hit?
No, it was a container.
Oh, a container.
Yeah. Oh, yay.
So,
love those containers.
Yeah.
It did a good job. It kept it out of the building.
Yeah.
It was a block.
So, okay, well, that's good. They're moving along. Anything else? We're going to adjourn this meeting?
I don't know of anything else.
Okay, I'm going to adjourn it.
Thank you.